C. Since Lyell's time, we have learned a lot, including the effects of meteor impacts and about Earth's moving plates. Geology is a subject that can really rock your world. Chapter 1. Sedimentary and Stylish. Handsome in their honeyed tones, this group of dapper dressers drape themselves over 80% of Earth's land area. Most of them are clastic, made from pieces of other rocks. When rocks are worn away by wind and rain, the broken-off pieces get transported down toward the seas by glaciers and rivers. They're dumped when rivers lack the energy to carry them any farther. Particles and fragments build up like a layer cake as more debris piles on top. The long burial process squeezes the water out of this massive spongy sediment, turning it into solid rock. Clay. Sedimentary and stylish. A clastic rock formed from tiny particles of clay minerals. This sloppy and gloppy character is used in facial masks. Forms a barrier to liquids, so it's good for blocking dams. I am a real smoothie. A delicate mix of the finest grains, I'm the type of mushy goo that can suck rain boots off your feet. My main ingredients are tiny particles that you can't see unless you use an electron microscope. Because my particles are so light, I go with the flow. I get carried far and wide by streams, rivers, and seas, only coming to rest in the most tranquil, low-energy environments. I coat the bottoms of lakes and lagoons. I build up very slowly, blanketing huge areas. When I dry out, I crack and become rock hard, and this is my most useful trait. Thousands of years ago, humans learned to craft objects from wet clay, and then fire them in kilns to make them durable. With bricks, tiles, cement, and all kinds of pottery, I really sent them to pieces. Shale. Sedimentary and stylish. A splintery rock made from weathering of other clastic rocks. An everywhere man, it's Earth's most common sedimentary rock. Containing so many fossils, it's a one-stop shop for fossil hunters. My experiences in becoming a rock have been brutal. I'm made from the same particles as clay, but I've been under pressure, which has compressed and hardened me. Any more pressure, and I'd turn into slate. I was laid down at the bottom of deep oceans, shallow seas, and floodplains. The bodies of dead animals sank to the depths along with a rain of fine particles, making me a favorite rock for fossil hunters. Bones, shells, leafy imprints, and the track marks of ancient beasts, such as trilobites, are common in the flat layers of my bedding plains. Like clay, I am used for roof tiles, bricks, and pottery, but I need to be ground up first. Sometimes I am found in greasy slabs called oil shale. If you could find a cheap way to squeeze the oil from my layers, I'd make you rich. Limestone. Sedimentary and stylish. A milky white calcium-containing sedimentary rock. This old rock provided homes for ancient cavemen. An organic tropical soil, often made from dead sea creatures. Graceful in sheer white, I form in balmy, shallow seas, where calcium carbonate is laid down as soft mud. I am made up of pieces of coral reefs and seashells, shelly limestone, the tiny shells of free-floating creatures, chalk, or delicately rolled spheres of calcite, oolitic limestone. When I become solid rock, I take shape as giant blocks many feet high, dominating hillsides and forming cliffs. I'm long-lived, and I make a good building material, but I dissolve easily in acid. Even rain can carve through me, which is why limestone areas are riddled with caves and potholes. When dissolved in water, I make your water hard and crust up your showerhead. I am an essential ingredient